Good morning. Independent National Sales Director Ori Hathaway was born to encourage. As a child, she knew the importance of a strong work ethic while she helped her mom with the family business of cleaning houses. We cleaned houses every day except for Sunday, and on Sunday we cleaned the church, Ori shared. It was tough work, but I wanted to be there for my mom. And I was her encourager day in and day out. Never imagining that her gift to encourage would eventually lead Ori to her Mary Kay business, she started her career as an actuary for a company where her primary responsibility was to calculate financial risk. I was a tomboy who saw the world in only black and white. My formal training in math, finances, and economics led me to believe that gray just didn't exist. That was until Ori was asked to attend an event to her future senior national sales director, Dacia Wingard. That changed her life forever. She says, I never wore makeup before that event. However, I tried the product that night and signed my independent beauty consultant agreement too. Ori realized that through her Mary Kay business, the strength and power of being a woman, as well as the joy of wearing makeup and feeling feminine. She is proud of the girliness that she exudes today, is happy to pass on her princess lifestyle to her daughter, Haley, and son, Gavin. Surrounded by their love and support, Ori gives her credit to her husband, Shane, for always being supportive and offering her strength when necessary. He is the love of my life, she said, and we are so blessed to have the opportunity to experience his life together. Ori also believes that it was divine intervention that placed Dacia in her life. We are great friends who love to work together, she says. Whatever she doesn't think of, I do, and vice versa. As the keeper of the flame, Ori says, I am a soul on fire, and it's my goal to pass this amazing opportunity on to all that I can. I hope to show people the importance of living in their vision and not in their reality. I am living proof that what you envision for yourself really can come true. Today, Ori's driven national area achieved a prestigious Diamond Circle status in their very first 3 years as a national area. The driven area currently has 40 sales leaders committed to leading them to the elite status of inner circle national area this year. As a sales director, Ori led her three-times unit to the top 10 in the USA, an all-time high ranking of number 3 in the USA, with $1,050,000 in sales. She's a three-time million-dollar director and three-time queen of unit sales for the Emerald Seminar. She has also been crowned as queen of sharing for her seminar. Ori has earned all expenses paid five-star luxury vacation trips for her and her husband, Shane, the Canary Islands, Spanish Riviera, Copenhagen, Denmark, Stockholm, United Kingdom, Maui, Hawaii, Beijing, China, and many more. She and Shane have earned annual trips until her 69th birthday. Wow. Ori has also received travel vouchers totaling $10,000, which she enjoys spending on her family vacations to Colorado for snowboarding trips. Ori has earned in excess of 70 carats in diamonds. Her highest love check for 1 month to date has exceeded $37,000. She is most proud of her supportive husband, Shane, and their beautiful daughter, Haley, who is 6 years old, and her son, Gavin, who is 1 year old. Her life has changed drastically, and it's all because of this business where your dreams do come true. To bring a glimpse of hope back into the lives of countless people and to make their dreams come true is by far the most rewarding aspect of her Mary Kay career. Please welcome Independent National Sales Director, Ori Hathaway.
Good morning. Thank you so much. And thank you, Cindy, for all the love. I love you, Cindy Fox. You are an amazing leader, national sales director, friend. All your sister nationals love you dearly. And this series that you have put together this year has been life-transforming for so many. You are so go-get from your heart doing this without anything. You're not expecting anything in return except for more women to earn the top sales director trip. And I see you reaching inner circle. I know that you live it, you breathe it, you talk it, and you walk it. Thank you, Cindy Fox, for putting this together. You are so amazing. Thank you, thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today and sharing with you on our London call. And I praise God for being able to spend time with you, because I never take it lightly that I have the opportunity to pour into others what he has blessed me with learning on this journey. I consider it great, great, great honor to be able to be with you. So thank you for all that are here. I want to share with you that in my Mary Kay business, as you just heard, I earned several trips. And I decided to talk about my comeback trip. And the reason why I want to talk about my comeback trip is because it didn't look like it was going to happen. And so for those of you that it's going to happen, you're already there. And then, you know, it's just chugging along. And then there's those of you that might be like, oh, my goodness, how is this going to happen? How is this going to happen? So I just want to give you a little background. I had reached $1 million year. I had reached $1 million year again. And then the recession hit and other things happened in life. It wasn't just that. And I have what they call a learning year. You see, in Mary Kay, we never fail. We just learn. I just don't fail. And you don't fail. We don't fail in Mary Kay. What seemingly may look like not much going on, what may appear on the scoreboard as not succeeding or could be interpreted as failing is actually your greatest times of learning. And so I was in a learning year, and the next year I had a baby, my first child. I became a mama. And I was so excited to be a mom for many reasons. I had always dreamt of being a mom. But also, in the world of Mary Kay, I had many women share with me that they didn't think they could do this because I did it, but I wasn't a mom. So I was so empowered. That is the best word I could share. I was waiting for this opportunity my whole life, and it was so much sweeter now because I was a mom. And I wanted to show other women how to work American business. See, one of the words I don't like to use is help because I'm not going to help you. I'm going to show you. And in showing you, you're going to get it. And so I was excited to show the women how to do this. So I want you guys to know that life had changed. I was now a mom, and I was coming back from a year of no trip. Okay. And, you know, there's that famous saying, a setback is always a setup for a comeback. And I want to read to you today's devotional from Joel Osteen on his series called Breakout. It said, it's easy to have a good attitude and pursue your dreams as long as everything is going your way. That's easy. That doesn't take a lot of faith, does it? It's easy to lose your passion when you're hurting. God promised to give you beauty for those ashes. And you guys, I want you guys to know it is so much easier to have faith and to believe it's going to happen when everything just looks so lined up. It's when it's not lined up that you have to check your attitude and continue to pursue your dreams. So what did I do that year? And I'm going to share with you four things that really made a change for that year. And you've probably heard a gazillion ideas at this point, and I want to share this with you. Sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes it's not a good thing. So more than anything, I want to pour into you today skill set and belief, okay? And when I say skill set, I want to talk about skill set with a mindset of making a shift in your mindset. Like, how do you acquire the skill of changing your mind, okay, and belief? Because you probably don't need another idea. An advantage that I had when I did this trip this year was we did not have social media, and I wasn't constantly bombarded with new ideas. I wasn't constantly bombarded with the next best idea. You see, you guys, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You don't need another idea. If I can share with you, put on your blinders. Just really dig your heels in deep. And go straight and go fast and sprint. You just got to dig your heels in deep and sprint. You look to the left, you might trip. You try to look back, you're going to fall. You've got to just dig in your heels, put on those blinders, and go for it, okay? So things that I did since I was a new mom and life had changed, and I set this goal halfway through the year of earning the trip, which isn't like something I would totally suggest, but if you did that too, hey, I earned the trip that year, so that it doesn't matter how you do it. I set the goal halfway through the year. I was at leadership conference. I'm doing this. This is happening, and I'll share with you what I did. I got help. I got more help than I already had to free me up to go do parties. That is the only reason I got help was to hold parties, and so I share that with you because I knew that I wanted to do more, but I also knew I'm not a superwoman. I can't do both. You guys, I had a newborn, and I was on a mission to show other people what they can do, but we're We may look like, I might look like a superwoman. Your national looks like a superwoman, but we're not. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that you probably just don't see. So I had a housekeeper who came twice a week. I also had a nanny. My nanny came 15 hours a week, just 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day, that was it. And then I had a personal assistant. And when the nanny came, I really got all my calls done for the day. In 3 hours, I got all my calls done for the day. And I had set time aside with Shane that I knew the nights that I'd be working my Mary Kay business. Because I had a newborn, I was not out at night a lot. But Saturday was my power day, and I was nursing. So, you know, I nurse her in the morning. I'd go do my meeting. He would bring her to me. I'd go to my next party. If it wasn't too far away, he would bring the baby to where I was. I'd nurse her in the car. I would go to my next party. He'd bring the baby to me. I'd nurse her again and like that, because I have a situation where I don't provide enough milk to have access to pump. So there was no pumping and storing for me. That wasn't an option at all. I had to actually physically have the baby with me. There were even parties that I would take my nanny with me. She would stay with the baby the whole time, and it was time. I had to coach the women. At some point here during the party, I'm going to put my baby on a nurse while I held the party, and then when I was done, she'd take the baby and burp her and change her diaper. I mean, I was on a mission. I had such a desire to show that you could do both, but I had to have help. Without help, that wasn't going to happen. And this is what I want to share with you. You know, I think everybody's always just looking for this thing called balance, balance, balance. And balance really is, it's not a real thing. It's not a real thing. It's totally not attainable. What I search for in my life instead of balance is harmony. Harmony. You know, balance, or trying to achieve balance, is really like a false sense of reality. But I knew that I wanted harmony. And you guys, having the ability to succeed, you know, part of harmony is success, isn't it? Like, when you think about living a harmonious life, you've got work and you've got rest, right? You've got success and you've got failure. Because if you just win, that is just not reality. You've got to have success and learning, right, at the same time. And so I knew that I wanted to have a harmonious life. And success is, you know, being able to accomplish, you guys, success is always going to be inconvenient. Like, you're not going to have this. I just don't know anybody who lives a balanced life. Like, it just doesn't exist. And people who I think do live a very balanced life are kind of boring. Like, there's just no adventure. There's no craziness. I mean, you've got to have a little crazy in life to make yourself relatable. Like, you know, you have the car packed, everything, you know, pulled out for everyone to wear the next morning. You're walking out the door and your baby throws up all over you. I mean, like, that's reality. And it doesn't matter how much planning you did, how much preparation you did, it's going to happen. So more important than having balance is having harmony. And harmony is when in your soul, you don't get angry, you don't get upset, you're like, okay, this just happened, and your attitude and how you handle it, you know? So number one thing is I got help. I got help because I wanted to have harmony, and I knew I couldn't do it all. Number two is I filled my cup with intention, intentionally. I intentionally filled my cup. What do I mean by that? If you are not doing things on purpose to fill your cup, what you're getting is called the default. You're getting just what happens to pop up on the radio. You're getting who you just happen to be in front of. You're getting what I like to call the leftovers. And that really is a negligent life. I don't want to be, you know, too harsh or anything, but really that's negligent. Oh, I'll just eat whatever you put in front of me instead of really, you know, making choices. I choose to eat healthy, whatever they put in front of me. I will choose the healthy items on the plate or on the dish, and I choose to leave off the plate or not eat the things that are not good for my body or the things that are not healthy for me. And you guys, I chose, and this is what I want to share with you, I chose to fill my cup with joy. And what do I mean by that? If you're in a place right now that you can stand up, I'd like to ask you to stand up, okay? And I want you to just pretend that you're filling yourself, like put your arms up towards heaven and pretend you're grabbing heaven and putting it inside of you. You're filling yourself up with gratitude. You're grabbing from the heavens joy. You're grabbing from the heavens love, patience, kindness, all the fruits of the Spirit. You're grabbing out of the heavens all of this, and you're feeling so grateful. You wake up in the morning, thank you, God, I'm alive. Thank you for the air that I'm breathing. Thank you for the sky, the wind, the snow. Thank you for the voices of my children waking me up. Thank you for my husband, thank you for my mom, my sister, my brother, my family, my friends. Are you filling yourself up with an attitude of gratitude? Okay? And so why am I sharing this with you? Okay, because when you fill your cup, you can fill the cup of others so that they run the race with you. You see, you are skin deep in the game. You're invested. You're all in. But other people aren't necessarily with you. And so when you're empty, you're giving from a point of scarcity and desperation. But when you're full, you're giving from abundance. Okay, so now you're completely full. You're standing up, right? And I want you to make yourself into a little teapot. Remember when we used to do, I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Okay, make yourself a little teapot. And I want you to tip over and pour yourself into your leader. And when you fill her up, I want you to then go to your next leader, tip over, and pour into her. And when you're done filling her up, I want you to tip over and pour into the next one. And you should be pouring out into others from your excess, from the amount of abundance you have in you. If you're pouring out until you're empty, 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 and you're running around exhausted, they feel it. They feel it, and it changes everything. So I want you to know I was extremely intentional about what I filled myself up with, okay? I chose to be joyful. Are you looking for something to be joyful about? You guys, having that attitude of gratitude, it resets you. National Inner Circle Executive Senior National Sales Director Pam Shaw says, gratitude is my default. Gratitude is my default. That's where she starts. It resets you. It balances the scales. You're looking for balance, have an attitude of gratitude, okay? And so give from abundance. And you guys, there's a huge difference when you give from abundance instead of giving from a point of being totally exhausted, okay? And you guys, there's a saying that says, dis-ease when you're not at ease, dis-ease is a disease. It is. And it will eat you alive. So fill your cup up. What are you listening to on the radio? Are you intentional about setting out your quiet time in the morning? Are you having a Bible study? Are you getting time with your husband? You guys, I mean, these are things that are important. Are you spending time with your children? Are you working out? Are you living a healthy lifestyle? I mean, just, you know, one thing I did is when I made calls, I walked. I just walked because I like to walk. I like to have forward motion. I think better. I have more clarity. You just need to strap on a pair of sneakers. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. Take off your beauty coat and just go walk, you know. And it changes everything. It changes everything. You can make it happen. Okay, the third thing I want to talk to you guys about is vision. Vision. Do you see yourself in London? Scientists have determined that everything happens twice. Everything happens twice. First, it happens in your imagination, and then it happens in reality. Are you imagining your day? You see, most people focus on the results, the results, the results, and the results. And when you don't get the results, like you didn't have the March you expected, and April isn't going how you expected, when you don't get the results, it starts to change your thoughts. And when your thoughts start to change, then your feelings follow, right? Like all of a sudden you start having these thoughts of scarcity or where is it going to come from? And then your feelings start to follow. You start feeling like this may not happen. Well, guess what? Your actions are then revealed about what you've been thinking. Okay. So it starts with you're thinking about results. Then it changes your thoughts because you're not getting the results you want. Then your feelings are following, and then your actions aren't there. I want you to consider making a shift. Let's have a paradigm shift. I want you to first focus on your thoughts, not the results. Forget the scoreboard. Forget what March looked like. Forget what's in for April. And I want you to consider focusing on your thoughts. What are you thinking? Where is your mindset? What's going on? Because your thoughts of being in London and achieving this will change your feelings, right? And then your actions will follow, and then you have results. You see, at the very beginning, one of the things I said is put your blinders on and just run. You've got to sprint. It's all about your thought patterns. This will happen if you protect your mind. I love in Ephesians when God talks about putting on the full armor of God. You know, he talks about putting on the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth and the shield of faith. The sword is the word of God. And then he talks about, this is probably my favorite one, I had an aha moment. He talks about putting on the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation, you guys. What are you trying to save? If you put your helmet on your head, what's inside of your head? Your brain. Where do your thoughts come from? God wants you to save your thoughts. Save your mind. When he says to put on the helmet of salvation, he knew it all starts with our thoughts. And then our feelings follow. It's always like that. And so the 6 inches between your ears determines your race. It determines your race. So your thoughts go first, then your feelings, then the actions follow the feelings, and then the last thing you get is the results. And you guys, sometimes those results don't get there until June 30th at midnight. That is reality, okay? We've all heard this story. So I want to ask you, how will it feel to tell your friends and family, I did it? How will that feel? Focus on that. Maybe you want to focus on how you're going to celebrate with your people and your family. You're focused on the celebration of everyone. How about if you're just thinking, oh, how awesome is it going to be to check it off my list? This is something I have been wanting to do, something that I have been committed to doing since I started my Mary Kay career. How awesome is it to check it off your list? Or how empowered are you knowing you're going to get to hang out with the big girls when you get to London? You see, it doesn't matter your personality style. Every single one of those comments apply to one of you, okay? You're either thinking about the people you're going to party with, when you tell your friends and family, or checking it off the list, or being empowered to hang out in London with and be a part of the big girls, you know? And so focusing your thoughts on it being done is it. You know, when you're working on something and there's absolutely zero evidence of this coming together and you continue, that's the making of a great leader. Because it's so much easier to then not do it, right? But when you're committed to it, there's just nothing like it. You guys, I have missed earning the trip twice, actually. And I love that they never read my failures and learning points. But here I am confessing them to you. But I have missed the trip twice and reached 630,000. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, that had to hurt. And I want to share with you that in each instance, for each of those years, I knew exactly what it was I wasn't willing to do. Had I done it, it would have happened. It was that simple. I mean, you don't miss a trip for 20,000 retail, but 10,000 wholesale. Like, there's obviously something that you could have done differently, and you know what it is. Why travel so far to not cross the road? I remember in 1 year specifically, I didn't finish my Diamond Bumblebee. I didn't lead by example. I was close to finishing the National Court of Sharing, but I didn't. It wasn't all the way. It wasn't all the way, and so it was my own fault. It was my own fault, and I learned my lesson, and the next year I earned my B, and we did million instead of barely hitting 650, and our unit was the number one in the Emerald Seminar, okay? The second year that I didn't reach it was because of my thoughts. Where my mind was, I was grasping at straws. I was becoming desperate as a leader, squeezing my hand as tight as I could, making sure no one else decided not to follow me. And the harder I squeezed that grip, the faster they slipped between my little fingers. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot that year. I learned to keep my hand open. And when you keep your hand open, it gives people the permission to leave, and it gives greater people the permission to step into your life, and they stay longer. Because they love that. You know, chances are when people start their own business, they love freedom and flexibility and making their own choices. And so that year, I learned a lot. Okay, and the last thing I want to share with you is accountability. Accountability. You guys, we are all better with accountability. Accountability for yourself. Who's that one person that if you told her you were doing this, oh my goodness, you'd rather the earth swallow you than you miss the goal? You need that accountability. And accountability for all in your organization who are willing to get it. All in your organization that are willing to get it. You guys, you're going to hold them to what they choose to do. That's step one. Hold them to what they choose to do. Number two, in the way they choose to do it. In the way they choose to do it. And number three, in the manner they choose to do it. And it's got to be specific. It's got to be so specific. You see, when people have that much freedom and choice around their goals and how to stay accountable and how they're going to do it, they feel totally empowered. They own it. And because they own it and they're empowered, they're going to stick to it. They're going to stick to it. You guys, you've got to have your thoughts in check. Yeah, everything else is absolutely going to follow. Everything else is absolutely going to follow. I remember getting out there. I made a commitment that year to finish my 100 faces in 3 months, which was, you know, about 10 parties a month, you know, a little bit more, you know, more than 30 faces a month, but whatever, 33, 34 faces a month in 90 days. And I did that like the middle of January all the way through almost the middle of April, you know, so February, March, April, to really build momentum. And it was in that season that I added the key people that kept the momentum rolling through May and through June. And what I have to share with you is that what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. You deserve to be in London. You deserve to hang around those big girls. You deserve to be treated like $1 million. Your husband deserves it. I'm not going to lie to you. He deserves it. My husband met his best friends in life on these top director trips. I always say, you know, that one of the best gifts we got out of that starter kit was my husband's friends. They're all men of God, and they're all men of excellence. And if it wasn't for Mary Kay and me earning these trips, he wouldn't have met them. You see, none of them live in Miami, where we live. And, you know, when you think of Miami, you definitely, it's not in the Bible Belt, that's for sure. And I'll say this, there aren't a lot of men in Miami. There's a lot of males and boys, but there aren't a lot of men owning up to being a man and being a father. And that positive influence in my husband's life, these are men of excellence, men of God, came out of my marriage starter kit. You know, he walked away from our first trip with Ron Allison, husband of Lisa Allison, as his best friend. He walked away from that second trip with Noah Mattis, husband of National Sales Director Roy Mattis, as his best friend. And on our next trip following that, he walked away with the husband of future National Sales Director Cindy Manchado Flippin, Curtis Flippin, as his best friend. And these guys snowboard all the time together. They plan family vacations together. They text each other. Wow, what a concept. I mean, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. So what you get by achieving your goal is not as important as who you become by achieving your goal. Who I became in the process was priceless. That is the gift I get to take with me into all eternity because, you know, the more you grow, the more your organization grows and the more your leaders grow and then they follow. Consider not just the achievement of it, but also the growing process. Every time you get a cancellation, how you handle it. Every time a key person is thinking about stopping or not continuing with what motivated her to start first, what are you doing to stretch yourself? You know, you guys, that makes the world of a difference. And casting out vision of what I was going to build and how that organization was going to look like, I'd like to share with you questions that I ran through my mind to see the vision first. I saw it in my imagination first before it came to pass. Let me ask you for just a moment, if you can, just close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes. And I want you to ask yourself, who are the people you see in your organization? Who are the people you see in your organization? What qualities do these people possess? What qualities do they possess? Where will you go to meet them or to find them? Where will you go to find them? Where will you go to meet with them? Where will you go? How will you feel when you reach your goal? How will they feel when they reach their goal? You guys, there's something about leadership that drives you and excites you and excels you to that next level. because you see yourself achieving your goals, and probably more important, you see others doing the same. You are a master at that. Don't ever doubt it, or you wouldn't be in that sales director suit. You wouldn't be driving that free car. You wouldn't be, you just wouldn't be on this call. You just wouldn't. You wouldn't have carved the time out for it, and you deserve it. It is also a deserve level, of course. You deserve it. And if you're not sure about that, your spouse definitely deserves it. Your family deserves to say, my mom earned a trip. Your organization deserves to say, my director, she's a top trip director. You absolutely deserve it. I know that there were many instances between the time I started this movement of finishing my 100 faces and the end that I didn't necessarily know where it was going to come from. I just knew that it was. I just knew that it was. And I will share this with you. I had gone 3 years without an offspring sales director. And I continued and continued and continued. And I believe that life is not about the big things and or the big decisions. It's about the small things. It is about what you do in your everyday, mundane life, the choices that you make that really do set you apart. And when you are set apart, God notices that. And in that moment of my life, I remember in June, just, you know, not knowing where it was going to come from, not knowing how it was going to happen, my star consultant called me and says, oh, my goodness, I just got a new recruit off of the Mary Kay website. I go, did you meet with her? And she was like, no. I was like thinking in my head, oh, my goodness, you just recruited somebody you haven't met? Like, what is she like? I don't know what. She's like, yeah, she's coming. She says she wants to work this business full time, but she's leaving on a trip to Europe. And I was like, okay. And she filled out her agreement before. And she's like, yeah. She says she had to get it done. She's leaving in Europe. And when she gets back, she's going to get started. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. Okay. So this woman finally gets back, and I meet with her. And at this point, I had asked my senior director and senior national, Daisha, I said, I'm going to bring people to you, Daisha, and you tell me if she's going to be a director, because this is Daisha's gift in life. Is she can meet someone and she knows. I always say she can sniff them out. And she's like, yeah, she's a director. No, she's not a director. And so it was so awesome. I said, Daisha, this woman seems really sharp. And this woman, I think, has it in her to become a Mary Kay sales director. Yep. So she and I was scheduled to be at a different meeting about 45 minutes away on that Saturday morning, and Daisha calls me and says, Ari, she's here. I go, who's here? She goes, your next director. How fast can you get here? I had been waiting years for that call. Years. Years. I had been waiting years for that call. Got a minute. And I drove illegally, put in my pink Cadillac from one studio to the next to meet this woman that Daisha had called out. And sure enough, this woman, Ofelia de la Torre, came in as a star before June. Her debut in July, was in GIQ by October 1st, and debuted as a sales director in 2 months in December 1st. And she broke all belief barriers, and she was the catalyst that created the Driven National area. And I want to share this with you. I did nothing to recruit her. She could have been sent off of that Mary Kay search when she put in her zip code into any unit in the world of Mary Kay. You see, God is watching what you do and what you don't do. And I did not have her. I did not. There was nothing I could have done to have gotten her. She was a gift. She was my gift for having made the right choices, for putting my blinders on, for having the right thought process, for leading my people fearlessly across the line to achieving their dreams and achieving their goals. And I knew it. I knew it. The moment she stepped into my life, I just felt God's grace pour over me. Grace is getting something you don't deserve. You guys, I knew that it was because I made that decision to get back in the field and hold the parties and do the work, even though the results may not have been there. I had so much joy in my heart. I had so much gratitude in my soul. And the results weren't there. Are you staying in gratitude? Are you staying in joy even though the results aren't there? And I promise you the blessings are coming. It couldn't have been greater. I really think that he gave me that trip that year, not for me, but for my organization. It was all new women. They never knew what it was to do million. They weren't the ones from the past, and he wanted them to see big things and give them a great victory to set us So it just set us up for a $1 million year. And the last of those offspring sales directors, and we were in qualification by the following September, 1 year, not even a year after Ophelia went into qualification to become a director, and we debuted as a national area. And so achieving this milestone, checking this off your list, celebrating with your people, watching them join in with you is a huge step. It's a huge step for you to then, you know, a huge milestone for you to take your people to that next level, and you definitely deserve it. I pray that what I shared with you today really has given you a thought, a new thought, a new idea, that it has blessed you, and that it has furthered your belief in yourself. Thank you for your time this morning.
Ari, can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Awesome. A perfect word for today. Everything that you said, a perfect word for today. You know, it's in the valleys that we grow. We can't always be on the mountaintop. You know, it's in the valleys is where the richest soil is. And so your talk about a learning year, you know, is so true. It's so true. If we were always on the mountaintop, we would never grow. And so every top director, every national sales director has had those learning years. You know, I love what Beth Moore says about those times. She says, you just ask God, what are you trying to teach me here? What is the lesson? What is the lesson I'm supposed to learn? And then she says, you learn the lesson, and then you throw away the experience. You throw away any bad feelings about it because, you know, your thoughts, if you stay dwelling on negative, like you said, then negative feelings come from that. So you've got to stay focused on the positive. When you were talking about accountability, though, you were talking really fast. And I'm a...
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no, I'm a serious note taker. And so you said, who is that person that you would rather that the earth just open up and swallow you whole than to tell them, I didn't do it? I didn't do whatever I was supposed to do that day, that week, whatever. And then you gave three things. What were those three things?
Okay. You're going to hold them to what they choose to do. Oh, well, after that's for your accountability.
Right.
That's for your personal. And then you want to find people in your organization that choose to be held accountable to.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be key leaders, new consultants, stars. And when they choose to be held accountable by you, there's three parameters for that accountability. And the first one is you're going to hold them to what they choose to do, not what you choose them to do, but you hold them to what they choose to do. Number two, in the way they choose to do it, and that's important. And number three, in the manner they choose to do it. And that may be like, you know, you can't force somebody to hold parties on Saturdays when she really wants to do them on Thursday because you can do, I don't know, drive-by marketing on Saturday, you know? Like, or you just want people to have that freedom and choice to say, this is what I want to accomplish. I want to have enough money by the beginning of the summer to be able to take my family on a vacation, you know? I'm going to do this by holding two parties a week and I want to be held accountable with texting or Voxer, you know, or I want to be held accountable at the meeting. So they're choosing this accountability on their terms. You know, if I said to you right now, you know, Cindy, I need your help with a project. Tell me what you think. And I use your thoughts in that project. You now have ownership of it and buy-in. And when you own it and you've bought into it, you'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the law of buy-in. It's one of the chapters in John Maxwell's book, the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. I didn't share this with you guys at the beginning, but right now I'm on my Driven Family Reunion. My directors voted. I gave them a choice. Would you rather get prizes at seminar at the end of the year, and I give beautiful jewelry, like high-quality jewelry, or would you guys rather have an experience, an all-expense-paid three-day getaway to somewhere? And everyone, it was unanimous, chose the experience. And so I'm sitting here staring at this, I'm sitting on this 5-acre estate in this beautiful home that is like literally a candy land. Like it's got its own, it's just indescribable. there's no words for this place. And they're like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, what do you guys want to do? And let me tell you, these girls have run the show. They have run the show because chiefs love to be chiefs. They don't want me. I took off my chief hat before I walked through that door. They are running the show, and they're all into it. Like, they're in the kitchen at 6:30 in the morning starting breakfast. Another one's leading our power walk. Somebody's going to be doing church in a little while. I mean, like, they are running the show. And so you have leaders in your organization, but they have to make those choices to want to lead. They need to feel like they have choices in order to get the buy-in so that they go and lead themselves. And so that to me was just so important when I held them accountable for stuff.
Well, I know you want to get to your family get together. One more question that I had, and you said that was after having $2 million years and then you had a learning year, that you got help. You just had a baby and you got help. You got a housekeeper. You got a nanny 3 hours a day, a personal assistant. And your why that you got help was so that all you had to do was hold parties. All you had to do was hold parties, get back in the field yourself. Now, where were you as far as, you know, on the career path? Were you a senior director? I know you were in a Cadillac for sure, but were you a senior, future exec, executive senior? Where were you as to number of offspring that you had when you made that decision to just get in the field yourself and hold parties?
At that point, I was an executive.
You were an executive senior. So it always... It always goes back to that, doesn't it? When you're at an impasse or what feels like an impasse, a dead end in the road, you guys, you know, we put our hand. Thank God we can always at any level. As a national sales director,
amen.
I can go back. You know, I can go back into the field and hold parties. You know, you're the best recruiter. I'm the best recruiter in my unit. You're the best recruiter in your unit. And so, you know, Gloria Mayfield Banks told us at the NSD Summit this year, always, always keep your hand on the plow of your personal business, your personal business. And then I think Beth Pylon told us a couple of weeks ago that we recruit, if you're a level 10 person, which you are, you're on this call, and you're a level 10 person, then you recruit level 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you recruit at your level and a little below. If someone is a level 5 person, they recruit at 5, 4, 3. So, you know, you're a level 10. So recruit, always keep your hand to the plow of your personal business. Thank you, Ari. Are there nationals real quick that want to come on the line and affirm Ari before we have to let her get back to her Candyland experience? And we're all so busy right now, probably, Ari. Packing and ready for London.
I know. In 1 week we leave. So exciting.
I know. I'm sorry.
Kim Walker's on.
There you are, Miss Kim Walker.
Hello. Oh, my gosh, Ori. I can't wait to see you in London. And what a way to do life, I tell you. But you have truly poured out a wonderful perspective because you're so right. In April, people really are in between, either, you know, saying, oh, I'll settle with the trip, or either I'll settle with not a trip. But I just want to plug in for the new seminar stage. And you're so right. I mean, this is a brand new seminar stage, the first time any of us will see the new stage. And so if you embrace what Aubrey, that's my director that's there with you, what Aubrey has shared, I tell you, it's just a matter of embracing a new perspective. And that's what you told us. I mean, you really gave us some ways to look at our situation, no matter what position, no matter where we are on career path. And really, and in spite of, I mean, you know, new baby and, you know, all of the friends who are saying, oh, you need to slow down and be with the baby and all those things.
Oh, yeah.
So much to overcome. And you really have, you are always just a phenomenal example of how to overcome what comes at you and go through it. So thank you so much for your transparency. And I really, Ari, I enjoyed listening to your storytelling, which I know you're phenomenal, but you're so detailed as well. So I just love to hear how, you know, sometimes people can go, oh, well, she's so detailed. She's so methodical, but you are such a vision caster as well. So I just love and appreciate you. And thank you for your time. Can't wait to see you soon. And thank you, Cindy.
Thank you,
thank
Kim.
I'll see you in London.
See you in London. Yay. Anybody else real quick?
Hey, Cindy.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes.
Hey, it's Joanne Bertolin.
Good morning.
Hey, Ari.
My my Joanne. Hey.
Oh, my precious Ari, you are truly a woman of excellence, and I want you all to know that everything you heard from Ari this morning, she is the real deal from the inside out. Ari does not just talk the talk. She walks the walk. And, Ari, I'm just so proud to call you my friend. And you, every bit of your training was clear. It was concise. It was authentic. And it was anointed, because you, my friend, are anointed by God. You have Mary Kay's heart, and I am just absolutely overwhelmed every time I hear you speak. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ari. I love you.
I love you, Joanne. Awesome. Thank you.
Anybody else?
And you guys, that's my mama and Mary Kay. My grandma, she's Jason's mom, and my first national sales director who trained me and inspired me, and I followed in her. I wanted to leave her a legacy. She was the queen of sharing. Tasha was the queen of sharing. I had to. I wanted to. I wanted to, for her to be able to pass on that tiara. And so I'm so grateful for you, Joanne. Thank you.
What a beautiful legacy you are, Ari, truly. Thank you.
She is. Well, thank you all this morning, you guys, for tuning in. I know you got a lot from Ari sharing with us today. Y'all go out and just put it into shoe leather, everything that she taught us and shared with us today, and make it happen. We'll see you next week. Ari, y'all have an amazing family get-together there.
Thank you.
I know
Mama.
You are. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Hey, Cheyenne, good morning. I just saw your weekly accomplishment sheet, and thank you for sending that to me. I see that you had a class, an $81 class, so how many faces were at that class? Your total sales is $115.08. I just really, really, really want us to strategize how we can get your minimum every single week to $300. That's what I would love to see you set is a minimum $300 week. So let me know how many faces you did. I think we could achieve that by numbers of faces that you do, because I know you can do a face and they might buy $30 or they might buy $200. So I think just enough faces. So I think just us planning for you to put the product on enough faces every week to the point where it's not overwhelming, because I know you've got the girls. I want it to be realistic, and I want it to be something you'd get excited about. So you're so, like, right there. And I really feel like if it was a focus to just always sell 300 and never fall below 300, I totally believe that you would just totally do that. So I'm about to get on a call with a DIQ, so if I don't respond right back to you, I'll do it a little bit later. But just wanted to say thanks for sending your weekly accomplishment sheet, and I like looking at it and kind of strategizing about it. So, again, I see that you held a class, an $81 class. So let me know how many faces were at that class.